Okay, so I feel like last time we talked about your podcast, I mentioned that I spent most of the podcast either cheering for the things you were saying or vehemently growling in disagreement at the things you were saying. And I said, man, I need to make like a podcast of listening to your podcast. Just really just like you talking to yourself and like five other people. And then it'd be like me listening to you talk to five other people. And then I would post it and five people would listen to me listening to you talking. The amount of meta of that is so delightful to me. And so I gotta do it. I see you just posted one right now called 20,000. So I'm gonna listen to it right now. And you're gonna listen to me listening to you. Because we're insane. We're equally ridiculous. All right. Let me see if I can. I'm recording this using, like I record all my stuff, using a voice memo on my phone. Somehow it has not run out of room yet, which is a real miracle. And we'll see if it runs out of room now, because your podcast looks like it's like an hour long. So we'll see if I run out of room while I'm listening to it. Let me see if I can even listen to it. I'm pulling it up on my iPad. See if I can play it. I hope I can. I want to hear you talk about making it to 20,000. Very excited for you. Let's see. I also want to find out what this is, this traffic.libsyn library.
Hey, Mo Turner,
Ah!
from Mercil Podcast.
I figured it out.
Congratulations to me for releing my 20,000th
There's that.
song.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Let's just look at one of them. It's so
Let's
good.
Look at it.
Listen to this. This song is a conversation, all right, between Roy and Kathy.
Yes, I love Roy and Kathy.
Allah. Allah.
God bless.
Allah.
Allah.
Boots of Spanish Leather by Bob Dylan. Boots of Spanish Leather is a conversation between Bob, or between, I don't know, a guy and a girl, I guess, where the girl's saying, hey, I'm going to Spain. You want me to bring you anything? And the guy's like, no, I just want you to come home.
Aww.
And she's like, you sure? And he's like, all right, get me some leather boots from Spain. So this is similar. And the song is called Asking for a Friend, and it's brilliant. I was listening to it on a walk, a 14-mile walk.
Good job.
Yesterday in the heat. Oh, it was great. Saw some people who live a couple doors over. They were at a gas station getting gas, and the lady rolled down the window and said, how many miles are you walking? And I said, 14. And she said, oh, my goodness.
That's
Do you
awesome.
Want to ride home? And I said, never.
You want to ride home?
It was beautiful. Anyway.
That's adorable.
Shortly thereafter, yes, I was listening to my own music. Someone's got it. Someone's got to.
That confidence.
And this song came on, and I was like, man, this is so good.
It is. I love the Roy and Kathy album.
I'm sensing
one.
You feel fenced in. Should this tension be mentioned? Mm. First off. That I'm sensing you feel fenced in. Should this tension be mentioned?
It's fucking great.
That is some great
it is.
Rhymes,
it
folks.
Is.
Yeah, by
what?
Me.
It is.
And the message being is Roy is like, look, I'm starting to sense that maybe you feel a little fenced in by me. You know, the fact that I haven't left your side since we met yesterday and I'm acting weird. Should we mention this tension? And Kathy doesn't want to deal with it, so she responds.
Relatable.
Does every word of conversation require an investigation? If so, then it might never end. She's like, look, does every bit of conversation require an investigation? If so, then it might never end. She's like, Roy, let it go. And then Roy's like, oh, I'm just asking for a friend. Anyway,
this is a great song.
Friend. You know,
your voice
like,
is
no,
ridiculous.
Oh, sorry, that wasn't me.
Which I think makes people not take it as seriously, but it's fucking great. It is very good.
You plan to remember me when your earthly life turns heavenly. All right, now Roy, like Roy, backs away. He says, "Just asking for a friend," but then he can't help it, and immediately the next topic he brings up is, Will you still remember me when your earthly life turns heavenly? And it, I mean, it's the utmost in patheticness. He's like, are you going to remember me when you're dead?
Yeah, and we're all like, pathetic.
Roy! Oh my God! Her response is, do you actually believe we'll retain any memories? We're dust, it just ends. Do you actually believe you'll retain any memories? We're dust, it just ends. Anyway, I'm just asking for a friend. And then Roy comes back with his trademark line, ah, I'm just asking for a friend. And Roy knows that's a little bit funny, you know?
Yeah.
And so he's like, let me recover with a joke. But at this point in their whirlwind relationship, they've only been together. He's probably said that 47 times. Poor Roy.
It's rough.
And now the last verse of this short and wonderful song is all Roy. And now he's like, you know what? How do you like that? You know what, Kathy? I know I'm pathetic. I know I'm annoying. But you're not so great either. So I'm just asking for a friend.
Fuck you, Kathy. I love you, but also fuck
I'm
you, Kathy.
Just asking for a friend.
But also I love you.
These are Again, it starts with a joke. These are hypothetical. And then he says, are you tired? Do you tire of being cynical?
Ew.
Do you tire of being cynical? Do you realize you're too clinical? And you'll never reach your pinnacle. You're too clinical and you'll never reach your pinnacle.
You're so proud of yourself for rhyming.
I told you so when I see you again. However, I'm just asking for a friend. Roy has a little moment at the end there where he's like, you know what, Kathy? Screw you. Anyway, brilliant song.
It's great.
And naturally, just try to imagine, dear listener, Matt Farley, drenched in sweat.
No, thank you.
89 degrees outside. Hottest day of the year in the area.
That's the hottest day? You're lucky.
Music and just...
It's like 5,000 degrees here.
Only in a metaphorical sense. I was not actually punching the air with rage, you know? Could you imagine like a maniac on the streets, like punching at nothing?
I would love that.
I'm at least a few steps removed from that part.
No, take the steps, Farley.
Listening to that song, I was like, all right, enough already. Enough already.
My neighbor is hammering into the walls. Not sexually,
not
like
fair.
I think actually like a picture.
Everyone
or something.
Loves Death Cab for Cutie.
You may hear that. Death Cab
no
for
No one
Cutie.
Loves my music.
I love your music. You're one fan. You've got other
so
fans.
So I hit 20,000.
I'm proud of you.
And
so cool.
You know, it's like, you know, when I rode my bicycle to Florida, yep. I crossed the Florida line, and I was just like, yep. All right, I did that. You know, when I walked 50 miles in one day from
there's that hammering
Peabody, Massachusetts to Manchester, New Hampshire.
That's awesome.
No marching bands.
Nope.
Nothing. Just, yep. All right, that happened.
Yeah, you're your own marching band.
So there's when you've opened your last Christmas present, and you're like, all right, well, okay. There we go. That happened. Life is just a series of letdowns.
Cynical. But, talk about cynical.
What are you going to do?
Okay, Kathy.
Do? You know, you just, you got to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. You're so
You've
full.
Done it.
There's that song.
You've written 20,000 songs.
I love that you wrote this like way
and
before you actually
them for all the world to listen to.
Way before you actually hit 20,000.
You've done it.
I gotta do that. I gotta write celebration songs way in advance.
Songs. You're such a talented musician. Oh yeah.
You are, though.
And I know some people hear about how you've written 20,000 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And they say things like, well, they can't possibly be good. And they say stuff about quality versus quantity.
That's all
and they belittle all the hard work that you've put into this project. But I understand. I've listened to all of your 20,000 songs.
Yep.
And I will tell you right now, because it's true, so many of your songs are all-time classic songs. You hear that line? I will tell you right now because it's true. Now, I was making these lyrics up as I went, but as I said, I will tell you right now, I realized in the moment that that little phrase in statement analysis is a way that people distance themselves from what they're about to say, you know? Because here's the difference. You could say to someone, you're a good guy, okay? There, you've said it. You are a good guy. But if you say to someone, I'll tell ya, you're a good guy, suddenly, you've distanced yourself from you're a good guy. You're stating, I'll tell ya. You're basically removing yourself from...
Yikes.
You're the truth of that statement.
I did that when I said that I was going to come see you in October of 2020. I was like, let me tell you,
I gotta tell you, I have to say.
But I really am. I might see you before then. I might come do that residency thing.
Anyway.
We'll see if I feel like driving that far.
I caught myself distancing myself from complimenting myself.
Yeah.
And in the moment, I corrected it by adding, because it's true.
Nice.
But the fact that I was unconsciously distancing myself
from a compliment to myself. Yeah, look at you, fucking self-analysis. That's awesome.
Is very telling.
Yeah. No, but you know what else is telling? You know what else is telling? That you wrote this song before it happened. That is...
Music is remarkable.
That's awesome.
You've worked really hard at... continually producing.
Yeah, man, you cheered yourself over the finish line. Fucking great.
Oh, yeah. You're like a musical savant or something. I don't know.
You're tenacious.
That's a funny line. You're like a musical savant or something. I don't know. It must be so wonderful now that you've written 20,000 songs. Oh, yes. You've released 20,000 songs.
Yes.
Now on to 20,000.
I loved that ending. I heard this before you actually crossed the finish line, and I loved that ending.
So, you know, I got that. That was as close as I was going to get to a marching band was that great song. And, look, life is good. Things are going well. Full-time musician.
But I'm nothing.
Still filled with jealous rage.
No.
You know, every time that guy Pollard from Guided by Voices is called prolific, I'd get so mad. You know, I get a lot of press, but basically all my press is like, look at this goofball.
You are, though. Embrace that shit.
Even if you're just looking at the comedy aspects of what I do, it shouldn't be look at this goofball. It should be look at this brilliant comedic experiment. Oh, my God.
All goofballs are brilliant. Some people notice and some don't.
Incredible commitment to a joke.
It is.
Look at it.
It is an incredible commitment.
Oh, my God. That's what it should be.
Well, not everybody's going to get it.
Look at this goofball who
figured
out
But the people who do,
AR,
that's what makes it
work.
A way
to hack the algorithm.
Some people will get it.
Algorithm appears so many times in writings about me. And again, I'm so lucky that anyone's writing about me.
Exactly.
I should not be so ungrateful and bratty. But,
but
if anyone's earned it, it's the guy who's written 20,000 songs. So, allow me to be a brat. Thank you.
I'll allow it
another
momentarily.
Thing. So, yeah, what a commitment to a joke. All these personas, the infighting between the personas, the fact that the singing animal lover hates Matt Farley, the owner of Moturn Media.
It's funny.
There's so much going on there, the rivalry, you know, the fact that the very nice, interesting singer man had an affair with the ex-girlfriend of the guy who sings songs about cities and towns. Hello? Is anyone out there?
I'm here!
Sheesh!
God damn it, it's funny.
What do I gotta do?
It's hilarious. It is really funny. It's ridiculous.
And, okay, why isn't it...
You're going to die and then people will appreciate you, but who cares?
Look, listeners,
are you having fun?
Like, many of you listeners have come to me and been like, why do I feel like I'm the only person who's aware of you?
And there's a lot of people
and
who are.
And in part, it's because, like, you are. You're not the only person, but, like, you're one of the incredibly tiny group of people
but
who
fucking,
are aware,
how great is that?
Not just that I've done this, but that... It's really amazing and good,
that's
you know?
Better. It's better.
God bless you.
It's better than a crazed group of people who
otherwise
don't get
I just,
it.
You know,
and who are just
I just
screaming
talk
about
to my friends.
Poop or whatever.
My poor friends. As I scream in rage. So anyway, like, you know, Andy Kaufman, you know? Andy Kaufman, brilliant comedian. Oh, the things that he used to do. The things I'm doing are better and funnier and less mean, too. Some of what he did seems a little mean to me, you know?
You are like a...
Or like when he'd do shows that were just like a... Not
like a
physically assaulting the audience, but just like assaulting the audience with with non-funniness, you know? Which, to anyone else, is like, oh, isn't it funny what he put people through? But the people going through it, it's like, oh, I don't know. Anyway... Everyone loves Andy Kaufman. Okay, the work. What, okay. Many of you out there have released an album, okay? Through CD Baby or DistroKid.
I have
or
not.
Or whatever. Or
maybe
even put an album on SoundCloud, okay? And I just want to quickly hit home on... The gosh darn work. Oh my God. It's not just composing the song and recording the song and mixing the song.
I don't need to be reminded of this.
Then you have to upload all the tracks onto your computer, and then you have to upload them from your computer to the website that you're posting it on or through.
It's true.
And then you have to type each album, each song title, and you have to design a cover.
Ah.
Oh my God! I've released 349 albums.
What if you had done one
singles.
Album with 20,000 songs? Is that
just
even possible?
To design that many album covers?
Is that possible?
I know
I'm
they're
see
not
if that's possible.
Really.
I'm release. I'll release everything on one
covers,
album.
Literally, just
is that
to,
possible? Can you keep
just
adding?
Just to get it the proper shape, and then
you
to,
can keep
to put the text over it, and to make sure you didn't spell anything wrong, 349 times, and each of those have. Usually at least 50 songs on them. Many of them have 100 songs on them.
That's
do you realize how much time it takes to type in
well, that's why
into the little box each of those song titles?
You people
oh
having to do
God.
Everything by yourself.
And most of the time that I was doing this, it was while I was working a full-time job. Oh, my God.
Mm-mm.
I can't believe this. Way to go, Matt Farley. Wow. Just the work. Oh, and then, you know, I don't just watch a football game. No. If the Patriots are on, I'm sitting there on the couch, uploading each track. Each wave file is getting uploaded. When you're uploading 100 wave files, it takes forever.
I like how you're having to physically,
God.
Like, upload with your arms.
All the metadata required for each track? Songwriter, click. Does this song have bad lyrics? Click. No.
Click. I haven't done any of this, to be
click,
fair.
English.
I have no idea. That sounds all... That 20, all sounds awful.
20,000 times!
Yeah, hard pass.
Sheesh. Way to go, me.
Yeah.
So mad. And,
way to go, me.
You know, for those... Many... Like I said, many of you have said, you know, like, it amazes me that you're not... more well-known. And again, being well-known isn't the end game, you know? And
hey, you should put that on repeat for a minute.
Fame is fleeting and
yep.
And probably unhealthy.
Yep! Fucking preach.
But
you have no
like
idea how unhealthy it is.
A minor amount of respect.
You are, you know? No, you... Mm.
And again, music journalists...
Come on now. You'll never hit that level if you don't appreciate
where
you are
now. Why do I want their respect? You know, because they're losers.
Come on, dude.
They're all losers, you know? They're all just, like, chasing whatever the hot thing is. They're all trying to find an opinion that's, like, that's acceptably contrary, you know, within the very strict rules that have somehow been set up. And I guess they, you know, they don't have time to pay attention to my work. And even if they do, you know, do you want to go on a limb and say that the guy who wrote Poop Into a Wormhole happens to be the greatest songwriter of the century, you know? Is that the hill you want to die on? Is that the phrase? You know? So I can see it, you know, whatever. But, you know, Death Cab for Cutie, everyone loves them.
I don't even know if I've ever heard a Death Cab song.
It doesn't have the same ring as Tom Petty, but Tom died, you know? So, I don't know.
You're such a sad
Tom
sack.
A break.
Get out of here.
The derision. Mess. A few, another reason why is because, I put it out myself, you know? And we human beings have been trained. Like, what is the thing that people, like, that music, especially, like, music buffs, you know, like, the local community station where, like, some, like, crazy music lover plays obscure tracks.
Yes.
What's the thing they love to add? They love to add what label it was released on. Like, it matters. What label it was released on? Who cares? I don't care.
It could be interesting because
my
it's
label
the
is
group
a
of people who are all involved in
media.
That same...
And because...
in that
because
same
it
adventure
is, then,
at a given time. That's why it's interesting.
Then...
It's like now, all the people who are currently releasing stuff on their own, that's like its own label.
And I get it.
20 years from now, it'll be like, they're the people who were uploading to CD Baby on their own.
Believes in the music.
That moment.
Then, you know, the label must know something. And so, so let me give it a chance. Versus some bozo put out his own music, why would I check that out? So I get it. I get it to some degree, but to another degree... It's just like, hey, like...
That's just the era we're in now that you can release it yourself, which is awesome.
We don't need kingmakers. We don't need
gatekeepers. We don't anymore. That's correct.
We don't need them, but we still want them, apparently.
No.
You know? And I'm just as guilty, you know?
No.
I watch a lot of mainstream movies all the time, you know? And I'm sure there's lots of interesting independent stuff out there. Truly independent stuff that I'm not giving a fair shake, so... I get it, and again, I'm doing great, I'm doing fine, but it's,
But nothing,
the minute you break through one barrier, then you just see all the other barriers ahead of you, you know? So, I should be more grateful and more, and proud that things are going pretty well.
Yep.
But
nothing! I'm gonna call this but nothing.
You know, I'm just, I guess at this point, you know.
My podcast of listening to you.
I'm just waiting on that moment where, especially this playlist I made. It's called Matt Farley's Best Albums. Check it out, folks. I think it's got like 20 albums in their entirety. It's 389 songs, and it's just amazing. It is so good, and if Death Cab for Cutie
Death Cab
put out these 20 albums, people would call them like the most prolific band in the world, you know? Because how many albums do they have? I don't even know. And they've been out forever. They've been around forever. People would go nuts. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many great songs on this thing. And, you know, compared to, there's the No Jokes playlist, which is also great, but there's something to these albums that, you know, these things are written as full works, you know, many of them, especially.
You know, it reminds me of like when people tell you, like, if you want to find somebody, quit looking.
So many great tracks.
I think that's almost like what this is, where it's
God.
Like, You want to be found so badly.
Listen to that. Listen to that all summer if you want.
Until you really enjoy just doing what you're doing.
I'm doing a residency. Pete and I are doing a gosh darn residency. It's starting in 2 weeks from the day I'm recording this, Saturday, the 6th. We're 2 weeks away from the first show. And it's going to be really interesting.
I'm going to be in Atlanta two weeks from now. So I know I won't be at that one.
Interesting to see how this goes. Yeah. Will anyone come? I started hanging up signs around town.
That's awesome.
Around towns.
Towns.
The North Shore, that's what we call this area, north of Boston. And I hate it. I get so uncomfortable asking people if I can hang the sign up in their window.
What? Boy, you should try local comedy.
It's real bad, folks.
That's all you do is hang up signs.
I'm never more timid than when I'm trying to hang up
ice cream
a poster of myself in the window of a business.
That's interesting. That's so interesting. Because you're so obsessed with trumpeting yourself online.
I fought through it, and
I've gotten
it on display in a few good spots in a few towns. I'm going to keep doing it, you know, because it's got the dates for all four shows. But I'm really excited for this. It's the kind of thing that I'd want someone to be doing.
Nice.
If they were in my situation.
Yeah,
you know?
Cool. Exactly.
I'm making enough money that I can afford to spend $225 a month to perform in a venue with no one to answer to, you know?
I love it.
So I'm losing money. It's a free show.
You're
I'm
not
just
gonna
putting
lose
on
money,
a free
buddy.
Show.
I'll fucking send you $250 just to, as a ticket. I'm not even going.
But I think it's got business. It's a wise business move too, because it just kind of extends the. It just adds one more interesting element to all the things
right.
I'm doing. I want to do it anyway, but also I think, like, for all of you, and all of you are great in preaching to your friends about me. Your friends are unreceptive. That's the sad part, and I get it. But thank you for trying. But when you're preaching to
my
your friends
are
you
very
can
receptive.
Add this in.
We laughed our asses off.
He does a monthly show in his hometown for free.
Like, I have great friends,
that's
though.
Interesting.
I got the best.
But...
I got
you know,
the best in the world.
It even happened on the podcast. I think when I talked to Charlie and Sleason about how I was paying to do it, both of them were like, well, it's not a real residency if you're paying to do it.
Yikes.
And it's like, what? What?
I'm going to fix that for you, buddy.
No.
I will fix that for you.
It's cooler. I'm putting my gosh darn money where my mouth is. You know?
I'm going to have to go back and see what you said.
$225
exactly.
$225 a month
is
a...
I said you $226.
Sum of money for me.
Then you've
gosh darn it.
$226. You have
anyway.
You've at least made $1.
Whiny Farley. 603-644-0048.
Yep.
Couple more things. I did a whirlwind trip to Binghamton, New York, a couple weeks ago. Picked up Charlie on the way. I ranted to him the whole time. It was great. And went to Tom's house and we filmed at Robot City Games. Clinton Street.
Oh man, I forgot to tell you. I watched Slingshot Cops. And
other than filming
Freaky
at the arcade,
Farley, holy shit, Freaky Farley was insane. God
in
damn,
the woods.
You murdered
got some
everyone
good
in town
done for Metal Detector Maniac.
Wild.
The plan is still an extravaganza in late October of 2020 on a Saturday, and the next day at noon is the premiere of that movie.
Nice. I will
be
there. See,
fun.
There was
many
no.
Many of you are in the movie.
There was no
if
halting
you came to the extravaganza
words
or you came
before
to filming the next morning.
I will
so,
be there.
Oh, it's pretty cool.
There you go.
Things are going well. You know, there's the letdown. You write your 20,000th song. You know, I tweeted about it, got a lot of likes and retweets. That was very nice. Thank you to all you people.
Don't you fucking say but.
But.
God damn it, Farley!
The fan page. What's it called? Yeah. What am I complaining about? So there's this.
Thank you. What are you complaining about?
And someone started a moturnmedia.fandom.com page. And it's so great. Oh my goodness. I don't know who did it. I read the bio of the person who did it, and it claims that it was a guy who found my music on the sidewalk. years ago, and then reconnected with Moturn Media years later. You know, I'm not 100% sure that's even a true story. Well, whoever did it,
fucking
listens
liars
to the
out
podcast.
Here. Who are these people?
So, someone who calls himself Viva Le Crepes, which is a deep reference to a Mose Haven song.
Deep cut.
Put in some amazing effort into this page. And all listeners, all of you can add to it, but it's a great place to go. It's got like the full discography. It's got so much information. I read it daily.
That's awesome.
So check that out.
What are you complaining about?
Moturnmedia.fandom.com. I think that'll get you there.
Let's but nothing.
Sure. Moturnmedia.fandom.com. And boom, there it is. So set up an account and add some information. It's like a great source for people to kind of see all the things that that are available. It's pretty gosh darn cool.
That is.
All right. So yeah, we made that movie. We didn't make the movie, but we're working on the movie. Oh, the big heist, you know, the great band. Froggy is spearheading the next album. He wants it to be kind of a cohesive, somewhat cohesive effort. It's a little loose on the concept, but it's really just a collection of songs that kind of flow together nicely, like just an album, I think. Currently, it's called Walking the Tightrope by The Big Heist. And, oh, it's going to be easy. It's going to be...
breezy. Going to be breezy.
Just, like, roughly four songs by each member of the band, give or take. We're going to have, like, 12 to 16 songs, which, you know, after our opening album, I had 47, I think. That's going to be a piece of cake. In fact, it's a little daunting for me because it's not my style to just write a song. So here's how I'm handling that. To celebrate 20,000, I'm going to allow myself to just write a regular album by Matt Moturn Manly Man. I don't know what it's called yet.
Ooh.
But I'm going to write it. I don't know, 10 to 20 songs.
Can't wait.
Ish.
Yes.
And when I'm done it, I'm going to pick out the ones I like the best and offer them to The Big Heist.
All right.
If The Big Heist likes them, I'll leave them off the album.
Ooh.
That I'm doing now. So the band, so we can start from scratch and do full band versions of those songs.
Nice.
And then all the remaining songs will be released as a Matt Moturn Manly Man album. So,
all right.
That'll be interesting, you know.
Yeah.
Is it wise to make an album and then take out the four best songs?
Who cares?
No. But that's
do it.
Otherwise, I just don't know if I can write four songs. I can't just write four songs for an album. It's crushing my soul.
Don't do it. Don't do it then. Don't do things
that
crush your soul.
I need to just like let out all this stuff and then see where things fall.
There you go.
That
a boy.
Come to the what's it called? The first residency on July 20th.
I'll be in Atlanta.
Me, Pete. We're
gonna
have it's gonna be a fun show.
It's gonna be awesome.
A lot of fun.
You're gonna do great.
Different from the extravaganza. More stories, more interaction.
Damn it. It's gonna be great. I am
gonna
sad to miss
it. I'm gonna have a slideshow presentation
that
throughout.
Shit. Can you
it's gonna be
it
super
somehow?
Fun.
Stream
and,
it on something or record it.
Keep on harassing your friends. Because, look, I'm not joking. I'm not joking.
No joking.
I mean it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not joking.
No jokes. Classic. Is that the end of the podcast? I can't tell. It says there's 22 minutes left. Is this just like a music break? It probably is. Oh, Matt Farley. Quit complaining. I'm turning down your song a moment while it plays. I'm sorry. Quit complaining. You have a fucking amazing life. Oh my God, you have an amazing life. You have a beautiful wife. She's so fucking beautiful. And you have kids, and they're annoying as shit right now, probably because they're little and they poop all the time and they scream all the time and they need you all the time and they're not creative yet. But they will become creative and it will blow your mind, and they will say things to you that will blow your mind. It will blow your mind. They're like these beings that are part you and part fucking angel. I don't know. It's amazing. It's going to be so much fun. And then you're getting to make stuff all the time. Whatever you want to make. No one's telling you what to do. And you are able to earn enough money that you don't have to listen to some stupid boss in some stupid place tell you to do stupid things that are awful. Like, you have a wonderful life. Just appreciate it. Just appreciate it. Love it. Love it. And quit looking for something more. The things that are more will come, okay? More will come in time when you're ready for it. But in the meantime, just enjoy where you are and make new things and become inspired by new things and appreciate every new person that comes along and recognizes you, because that's really fun. And it doesn't matter if the whole world doesn't get you. If one person gets you, that's enough. It's enough. I promise. Oh, there's me yelling at you for 5 minutes or however long that was. Well, let's see if you're... Nope. More music. Ooh, oops. I muted you there for a second entirely. If I skip forward, are you going to be mad? I love your music. But I also want to hear you talk. I'm tuned in to hear you talk, damn it. Oops. I don't even know if I can. Sorry, I'm clearly technologically challenged right now. Oh, yeah. So we're at 30. I'm hitting 30 seconds forward like a maniac. I'm doing it. Still doing it. I don't want to miss. You know what's great about this, too? I don't have to sift through like 7 hours of commercials. Are you telling me? Oh, that's a good song, too. Oh, God damn it. I really like these songs. I want you to know I will be listening to these songs later because they're pretty great. But I am also wanting to hear you talk about stuff. Maybe the rest is just music. All right, I'm totally listening to this later. Oh, the rest was music. Oh, there you go. See if there's any sort of sign off. Totally listening to this shit later. It's pretty awesome. That's awesome.